Chapter 3.
Lord have mercy.
Hicks sighed when they alighted from the sheriff's office patrol car and surveyed the crime scene.
Bad as I expected.
The chopper that transported him and Joe had set down in a field which, in early fall, served as a regional fairgrounds. A deputy shuttled them from there to the site of Mickey Bolden's murder. Portable lights had been brought in. The ugly tavern was lit up brighter than the Las Vegas Strip. The men in uniform who were milling about cast eerie shadows that stretched into the surrounding forest before being absorbed by it.
Worse, Joe said in response to Hicks' summation of the situation.
The two of them ducked beneath the yellow band that was intended to keep people off the parking lot, but had been largely ignored. However, most of the trespassers were giving wide berth to the Lexus. He and Hick made a beeline for it. An efficient young agent named Holstrom, one of the crime scene investigators from their New Orleans office, was consulting with a man whose natty seersucker suit and elfin countenance didn't fit here in deep bayou country, where no one had the courage to identify all the hunks of meat in the gumbo, and the mere notion of gun control laws was knee-slapping hilarious. Joe and Hick exchanged subdued greetings with their colleague, who introduced the small man he'd been talking to as Dr. Something or Other, the parish medical examiner. All were wearing gloves so they didn't shake hands, which was just as well, because they would have had to reach across the gulf of chunky, congealing blood between them. Going straight to business, the ME said,
"He's already at the morgue, but when he was identified, they called me back out here to talk to y'all. I've got pictures of what he looked like when I arrived."
He tapped his iPad screen and held it up so they could see. He flipped through several photos of Mickey Bolden's sizable corpse taken from various angles and distances. None were pretty. Joe almost felt sorry for the lawless bastard. Hick, a devout Catholic, breathed a prayer and crossed himself. Joe, who was also Catholic but less devout, said, "No need to ask cause of death."
"He never felt it,"
the ME said with more dispassion than Joe would have expected from a man with such a benevolent face. Joe pointed to one of the photos on the iPad, specifically to the pistol lying within inches.